Hi there. Bumping Uglies is a podcast that often contains strong language, explicit subject matter, and dark humor. Listen at your discretion. Thanks and enjoy the episode.
Hello. I'm Rachel. That's Ashley.
Hey.
She's making... There it goes. She made movements with her mouth, but nothing came out. This is Bumping Uglies. So Andy's probably gonna murder me one day, but I want to talk about doing like new things in the bedroom, like things that sound fun but are outside of your comfort zone.
Okay.
And the reason that I want to talk about that is because the other day Andy says to me, I want you to put on lingerie and give me a lap dance.
Okay.
And I said, are you sure that's what you want to have? And he was like, yeah, I think it's going to be so fun. And I was like, I need you to know that it is going to be like really, really awkward. Like, it's not gonna be what you think it is. Like, I can take you to a strip club. I will do that. We've been there together. No problem for me. And he was like, no, that's part of the fun, is that it's gonna be awkward and you're gonna be uncomfortable. And I was like, I don't know if that should be part of your description of fun. However, I did it, and I believe I was told he enjoyed it. There was physical evidence of enjoyment, and I also enjoyed it. I thought I was going to hate it, and I did not hate it. I don't know that I want to make it like a regular part of my activities, but it was
fun. Did you play music?
Actually, no. And I asked him if he wanted music, and he didn't say anything.
So it was just silence?
I mean, like, I guess we were talking a little bit, but yeah. It's like foreplay, so.
I think that would make it more awkward with no music.
I mean, there was like sound, like the TV or whatever, but I didn't turn music on. But I'm not really like a, like, music has to accompany everything person, or like most things person, so. It didn't really make a difference to me whether there was music or not. So, I think that it's, like, the more exciting thing for me at coming on the other side of it is that, like, it's really fun and, like, nice to have a partner that, like, you are comfortable enough with and you trust enough to do things that you know are going to embarrass you, like, but that they're not going to make fun of you for it, like but they still want you to try.
Right.
And not in a pushy way. It was, you know, it wasn't like he was like, you're going to give me a lap dance or, you know, whatever. No sex or like, or I'm going to be mad at you. It wasn't like that at all. He just said, I would like for you to do this thing. And I said, I'll do it. I can do that. So it just got me thinking, like, what else have I, like, done in relationships that I, like, was really nervous about and didn't like or really, really didn't want to do and somebody got me to do it anyways and I still really hated it and, like, and things that you've done that you've tried and then you were like, absolutely, this is a one-time thing.
God, I'm going to have to think back. Back in the day.
Well, like, okay. One big thing that I haven't really done is role play. It just doesn't do it for me. I don't really get anything out of pretending like I'm somebody else for sex.
Yeah.
And having, like, I don't want Andy to be someone else. And I know, I mean, there's, like, cute, whatever, like, doctor, patient, like, but that doesn't do it for me either. It just is weird, like, cheesy to me.
I haven't really done role play. I mean, yes, I dressed up as a nun once, but I wasn't, like, I didn't do a character. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, hey, yeah. I want you to dress you up as a nun. And I was like, okay, like, bam. Yeah, exactly.
You didn't, like, show up with a ruler, and you were like, you've been a bad, bad boy, and you're going to be punished.
Yeah, no, I just kind of came out and was like, ta-da. And he was like, oh, my God. And, you know, now at the end.
And it was like a nun, did... nun, not like a sexy nun.
Yeah, right? No, it was not a sexy nun. It was a full-on, I was burning up, nun's costume. And now at the end, he did, like, slap me on the butt and said, Sister Mary something. And I'm like, no, no, we're not doing that, no.
From this day forward, she will be Sister Mary Christine. I would like to propose, we were talking about at one point doing, like, a Bumping Uglies, like, photo shoot together, and we were, like, tossing around some ideas. And if we ever do one, I would just like to propose that I buy you another nun outfit and we do a photo shoot with you in your nun outfit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It'll be a one photo. I'd stay in that costume forever. Yeah. Although it did come, and the weird thing was is I got it, I'm pretty sure, off of Amazon, because I buy everything off of Amazon. And it came with, like, a real
don't we all
cheap whip and also, like, a cross necklace. And I'm like, I'm not wearing that.
If we did a, like, naughty photo shoot, would you be the whipper or the whippy?
Like, between me and you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Between me and you. Not between you and a man. Because I already know that answer.
I'm like, the whippy. I don't know. I think I would be the whipper.
Whipper. I think so, too.
Yeah. Did you say you think so, too?
In my head, I... Yeah, I think so, too.
I just feel like when it comes to that, not that you're super girly, like, not that you're super girly, but I feel like between the two of us, you dress girlier than me. So I feel like I could see me in, like, a black, like, suit. And
yeah,
you in whatever you want to wear. And just whipping you.
A nun outfit. Oh no. I'm trying to think, like, okay, one time someone tried to get me to give them, like, a foot job. And as we've already discussed in previous episodes,
I need to know who it was.
Cute feet. Not, I'll tell you later.
Yeah. I know.
Not because, like, not for people that do like feet, and not for people, especially for people that don't like feet, not cute feet. They're small, which also doesn't really, unless you have a small dick, not good for that. Anyway. And so, I gave it a try, okay? And he was into it, and I was just, like, super weirded out about, like, the whole thing. Like my feet touching his junk and, like, the weird position that you have to be in to do that. Like, so, like, that's something that I didn't want to do. And after I did it, I still didn't want to do it.
I don't know that I've really done anything that I hated. I will say that one of them wanted a hand job, and I think that's very awkward, because, like, he just wanted to get off by a hand job.
Like, that's all he wanted?
Yeah. Like, he had said that he had never had a girl who could get him off with just a hand job. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I didn't really want to do it because I feel like it's very awkward. Like, what do you do? Are we having a conversation?
So, like, right? Do you sit there and stare at it? Like, I feel like when I was younger, that's what I was just, like, very focused. And, like, I don't want to look up at you because, like, I just think, like, I'm just tugging on your dick. Like, I don't even know if this is good for either one of us.
Like, and from what I remember, that's like, kind of what it was like. Physically, your body
responding, but, like, mentally, is it good? Yeah.
Right. Like, exactly, I feel like, you know, he was kind of talking a little bit, but mostly I was just, like, you know, trying not to, like, stare up at the ceiling, like, okay, what are we going to do later?
Because if you start looking off or, like, up at the ceiling or into the distance, they're like, oh, are you bored? And you have to be like, no, this is great. But, like, yeah, of course you're bored. There's nothing happening. All that's happening is my hand and your dick. Not, like, that's not fun for anyone.
Although, there was a couple of times where he would be like, look at me. And I'm like...
Oh. You're like, here I am.
When we look at you, just...
That is so... I hate it. I hate everything about it. Okay, I just need you guys to know. Like, because obviously you can't see us. Ashley just, like, did this sort of, just, like, very hard stare. Like, almost that, like, Kubrick thing. Like, where you look down and then out. And was, like, vigorously checking there. It's horrible. Horrible. What? Go tell your dad. I'm doing something.
That's what I felt like, though. Like, look at me. You like that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. This, like, also, I don't know. I'm not sure which person this was. It's one of two people. But one time, okay. You know how sometimes someone's like, touch yourself for me, you know, like, and they watch you for a little bit, like, that's, whatever, it's kind of sexy, very sexy, says Andy. But, like, this guy wanted to, it was sort of like a, while we watch each other, like, who makes who finish themselves first, like, who can't hold themselves back, but, like, that's also super weird and boring because you could just decide not to have an orgasm. Like, you get to choose when you do it. That's how touching yourself works. I don't... Can you give me this tissue? And, like, so we did it, and I just, like... It's one of those things that I don't think it's a very common thing that people do. But if anybody ever asked me to, like, speed masturbate against them ever again, the answer is no.
No thanks.
Tried it. No, won't try it again. Okay. And, like, the first time that a guy was, like, put in your mouth, like, what did you do? Like, were you... At that time in your life, were you like, fuck yeah, like, I want to do that? Or were you like, ooh, like, what if I'm bad at it? Like, what if I don't like it? And same for you know, using their mouth on you.
I mean, I know for sure I probably was anxious about it, about being bad. I'm trying to even remember who the first guy I put his dick in my mouth. I'm trying to think. Had to have been Joe.
I was thinking Jonathan.
No. That was terrible. No.
I thought he was, like, before.
He was my first. But I didn't suck his dick.
Oh, but you didn't blow him.
No.
Oh, good for you.
No. That was a quick...
Okay.
Done. Worst sex Diddle. Ever. And, I'd say it had to be.
I do know.
No, it's not. Oh. I can't remember if. No, had to be Joe. J- Joe was after.
Had to be Joe. That other guy you used to, Chris, but he was after Joe.
Yeah, no, he was way after Joe. Way after Joe. Yeah, no, it had to have been Joe.
Probably. I mean, that was pretty early.
We're going with that. I don't remember. I mean, I more than likely did it. But I'm sure the whole time I'm like, oh, this ain't gonna be good. I don't know what I'm doing.
You are somebody, though, that has tried receiving oral sex multiple times and is still, like, not your fave.
Yeah, no. Does not much for me. And, I mean, I've had...
Like, I think if a guy was like, let me do it, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah, like, sure, whatever. Yeah. It's just... I am a penetration gal.
She's a penetration girly. And, like, okay. Like, the first time that someone tried to, like put a finger in your butt or something and was like, let me back there, were you immediately like, absolutely, that won't be happening?
Okay, so funny story. The first time I did anal was with the mushroom cap dude. You know, I told you about him.
Right.
Very,
right.
Very tiny penis.
And yeah, you told all of us about him.
Yeah. And so he was the first person to be like, can I stick it in your butt? And I, in my head, thought, sure, why not? Because, you know, you're tiny. Probably not going to hurt that much.
I just...
It was not good. Because, again, no, and I don't mean this surprising. To be...
It couldn't have been that painful, this to be, though, right?
No, it wasn't. And I don't mean this to be mean, but he was literally one of those that I almost was like, is it in? Because, I mean...
Yeah.
No joke. Very small.
I'm wondering, like, how...
And he wasn't good. He wasn't good. You know what I mean? I feel like if you're going to have a small dick, you better be good at something. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
and
that's
there
fair.
Was no...
I guess
no foreplay,
good, like,
play,
hands
nothing.
In his mouth, I would think.
No. No. He wasn't.
Oh.
Wasn't.
See, okay. I'm a big... Like, I really like a lot of foreplay. That I really like to take my time and, like, I don't know, kind of, like, ease my way into it, you know? And, like, get myself, like, really relaxed and my body, like, really, like, excited about the sex part, like, the penetration part.
Yeah, no. Me, I'm a straight up, I could skip all that and just put it in there.
Ashley's like, give it to me dry, I don't even care.
I mean, not really dry, but...
No, I know.
It doesn't take much to get me there. A good stare.
Fair enough.
I mean, gray, a graze of the thigh.
Me, like, in a place where I could do it. You're like raring to go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you touch my leg? Oh, I'm done.
Go ahead. Pull your pants down.
Oh, no. Let's do it. Oh my god. I feel like Andy might be the only guy that I've been with that like has mentioned or tried to do anything anal. Like I don't have like and I don't really recall like how that conversation even got started. Like, I feel like one day he probably was like, I went to the sex store and bought this. And I was probably like, you went to the sex store? And he was probably like, yeah, I just stopped on my way to the boat, you know, or whatever. Like, it's just like stopping at McDonald's. And I was probably like, that is embarrassing. And then I was like, nobody knows you bought that, right?
Yes, I told the whole world. Yeah, no, I mostly attribute anal to Tracy. Like, he was probably because he was after the mushroom dude. And we did anal quite a bit. But never started with really any toys. It was just finger and then in you go.
I feel like I like the taboo of like anal and maybe like some like play more than I like the act, like the full shebang. Like just like the, I like the foreplay of anal more than I like anal.
Yeah.
I feel like the first time that someone wanted me to wear lingerie, that I immediately was like, no, I'm not going to like that.
I will say with the mushroom dude, he did message me and was like, you know, it'd be pretty hot if you answered the door in lingerie. And I'm like, I don't really have lingerie. And I had...
Did you buy some or something, though?
No. Do you remember... A corset. Do you remember we did that? I did a Dia de los Muertos. Yeah. But it wasn't the tutu. I just did the corset. But remember, we bought a corset. I did.
Oh.
But, you know.
Yeah.
You helped dress me. But anyhow.
Yeah.
I had that still. So I put it on and a robe and answered the door because I wasn't answering the door with just that on.
Were you Winnie the Pooh in it? No one
did at all? I had underwear on. Yes, I had underwear
on. Okay, okay. I just did it. Winnie, like, of course, Winnie robe, the Pooh in door. It.
No, I had underwear on.
I will say, I have to applaud the women that, like, decide to wear, like, some, like, really fancy or, like, really risque lingerie as, like, the first time that you have sex with someone or, like, one of the first times. Because, like, my level of comfort with lingerie is, like, way not there. I would much rather just be naked than be in lingerie in front of like a new person.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a costume and it makes me feel weird when I think about like, cause when you think about yourself, you don't picture yourself in lingerie. So when you look at yourself, you're like, this is weird.
Well, we know how my other bout with lingerie went. Not very well.
What was the other bout with lingerie?
Tracy. He was...
And the not the nun outfit.
No. This was lingerie. I went and put it on. He came inside. This is when we were living together. And I took my robe off. And he was like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Not tonight. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
So he was very... He was very lucky that I ever agreed to wear a nun's outfit for him after that.
Yeah.
But holy that shit. Was towards
the... I'm telling you right now.
That was towards the end of our relationship. And by that point, the nun's outfit was towards the end of our relationship. So at that point, I was willing to take anything I could get.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sex starved.
Yeah.
I think that if I put lingerie on as a surprise and Andy was like, not tonight... I'd be like, not ever. That's it.
Pretty much.
Unless you're like bleeding or dying or something's broken, like we will be fucking.
Oh yeah, I was not happy, needless to say.
No. That's, and like, it's fine if you're not in the mood, but like, you can't just like blow and like brush someone off like that. Like, you could at least acknowledge the effort that they went in to, like, do something, like, out of the norm and special for you. Even if at the end you have to be like, this, and this happened, and I'm not okay with having sex tonight. Like, you can't just be like, oh, that's cute, but maybe another time. Like, those are very different conversations.
Right.
Oh, that was a good one.
And I was just like... And I'm pretty sure he asked me if I still had it at one point in time, and I was like, fuck you. No. I did still have it, but you will not see it ever again. So when he was I would love for you to wear a nun's costume, I was like, oh, the lingerie popped up in my head. But you then again, I also was like, I really want sex. But had he looked at me with a nun's costume on and said, not tonight, I'd have been like, you're dead. You're murdered. Murdered.
After you asked me to wear this ridiculous outfit to bed, you can leave today.
Yeah. But he didn't. The nun's outfit was fine.
I just want everyone to know that I'm much more gentle with Andy than it sounds like that I am. It sounds like I'm mean to Andy, but I'm not. Okay, what else?
Andy, walk by and blink twice if you need help.
He can't hear you. I have headphones.
Fuck you, Andy. You're on your own.
Oh, God. One of the first times that I had kissed anyone. Hi. Ashley said, walk by and blink twice if you need help. And I said, he can't hear you. I'm wearing headphones. And then she said, fuck you, Andy. He's blinking. I don't know how many times, but he's not close enough. He said, I'm blinking. One of the first times that I kissed someone, like, and I'm just like, I'm a sexually shy person. I'm a lot better than I used to be. Or, like, I'm a sexually, like, late bloomer of a human. So, like, I'm always nervous to do something for the first time. Like, nervous to the point that, like, everyone, they can tell. Like, it's very awkward. Like, there's tension, but it's bad tension. And, like, so we had been, like, flirting and whatever. And, like, in my head, I was like, it's going to happen. Like, soon it's going to happen. And you're going to be ready because you already knew it was going to happen. And then it started to happen, and I panicked. And then it happened, and he was like, he, like, pulled back, and he went, I knew that was going to be awkward.
You're welcome.
I was like, oh my God. Oh God. And I had to have been like, you just surprised me. Like, oh God.
And you were like,
oh, I have a question. I feel so bad that this guy keeps coming up. The mushroom man. How?
It reminds me of the Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man? Do you know the Mushroom Man?
He's a fun guy. Anyway.
No, he's not.
with such a small member, like, what is it? Is it difficult for it to, like, even get to the holes to penetrate?
I feel like
there's, like, quite a bit of space between, like, where your butthole is and where, like, the butt cheeks end. Like, they're not just, it's not right behind the curtain. It's, like, a little ways back.
You gotta really spread them cheeks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have a decent-sized dick, it's not that hard, right? But for something that small, like, I don't even know if, no matter how far you try to spread, if that would really matter, unless you were doing some, like, sort of really specific, weird sex position, and I can guarantee that that's not what was happening. So.
Yeah, no. No. I don't know how much difficulty there was. Like I said, he was definitely one of those where I almost asked him, was it in? And the only reason I knew was because of the motion. I'm like, oh, clearly it's in because he's doing something. I'm not getting anything, but he's doing something.
Is it possible? Is it possible that he didn't get it in and he was just, like, fucking in between your teeth?
No. No, because I'll tell you why. And this is a gross story. So, he drove 2.5 hours, okay? And I do not recommend this. He was a stranger, but he drove 2.5 hours for some sex. And...
yeah, Ashley's lucky she's not dead. We gotta be honest. It was a different time.
And so he made up this story, which was fine, because I didn't want him to stay after that awkward encounter about how his roommates were fighting, and so he had to go home. Because I guess his children were there. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Cool. Bye.
You left your children with your roommates?
I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt
go have sex?
I highly doubt it. But anyhow, so he left pretty much right after we finished. So I was like, cool. Bye. Because I was like, I know you drove so far, but I really don't want you to stay. So he didn't. And after he had left, I went to the bathroom, as you should, to cleanse. And something weird happened. I was, you know, peeing, for the record, not like anything else. But something plopped out. And again, first time doing anal, and I'm like, oh my god. Butt? Yeah. And you know, first time doing anal, I'm like, oh my god, what happened? Something is broken. And so I reach back there, and I'm like, oh my god. You know, a little nervous to touch. I'm like, what's happening? Like, I'm thinking an intestine is out or something, because that's where my brain goes. And this dude left the condom in my butt.
Oh my god.
I mean, I was very relieved.
You should always be grabbing the condom at the base and pulling it out with you, gentlemen.
Yeah. Needless to say, I was very relieved.
Pull it out with you, gentlemen.
Yeah. So needless to say, I was very relieved because I'm just condom, not something falling out of there. But then I was like,
yeah,
you dirty motherfucker. Like, leaving that there.
Like, he had to have known, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, hello, you pull it out, you go to take the condom off, you're like, where's it at?
Right? I have a comment on you talking about going to the bathroom after sex.
Comment.
I was watching a video the other day about a woman that was had previously been like an escort or something. And she was like, I went to the room with this couple one time and it smelled. And she was like, so I told them to take showers. And I went and got us drinks, came back and it was clear showers had been taken. Still smell. And she was like, I couldn't tell, like, it was like them as a couple or like whatever. So it ends up, she figures out guy smells like soap, he's fine, clean, whatever. Lady just like nasty. And the girl telling the story was like, ladies, like, you need to wash down there sometimes. Like, I know it's self-cleaning, but like, you need to, like, you know, every now and then just give it some soap. But like, I just, like, your vagina, the inside part, is self-cleaning. Your vulva, the outside part, requires some sort of gentle cleaning.
Right.
You should be cleansing the outside part.
Yes.
They just don't want you to stick soap up inside of you.
But I also was saying that because, you know, you should always pee after you have sex because you're transferring bacteria and all this. Yeah. So that's why I was saying you should always go to the bathroom after you have sex. But yeah. Yeah, you should wash too.
It just made me think about it.
Just PSAs.
Yeah. The first time that you did give a blowjob, like, were you surprised at how it felt? Like, the first time you touched a guy's dick, like, were you surprised about how it felt? Or, like, in your head, that was the idea that you had of how it felt?
I don't really know. I mean, yeah, I don't really know. I don't really remember what I thought. It's been so long ago. Yeah, I don't remember. I was probably more like, oh my god, this is happening. Not even thinking about, like, like, oh, we're doing this. We're doing this.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that my first experience was not good at all. So when everybody talks about how, oh, you know, they talk fondly of, oh, you'll always remember your first. I'm like, I remember my first because it sucked. And I would like to point out,
I mean,
he told his friend that I was bad in bed. And I'm like, I was the virgin. You had had sex before, or so you said.
Yeah, like, you might be bad in bed, but it was your first time, so you don't, like, there's nothing to compare it to.
Right, like, you don't get to say I'm bad in bed because I'm a virgin. Like, you're the experienced one, and it was so boring that I could tell you everything in the backseat of his dad's car.
I am still not I'm not a car sex person. Maybe I, like, fool around a little bit or something, but I'm not a car sex person.
It's not my preferred method.
It's not my preferred method.
But, you know, when you're 17, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm out here looking for men to bang in cars.
It's part of every one of her profiles, and that's why she keeps getting weirdo.
Must like to have sex in cars. No exceptions.
The second I step foot in a house, I go dry as a bone.
No, I prefer space. You know, I like to be able to move around.
Yeah. One thing that I don't like as, like, what I don't think is as sexy as things make it out to be is, like pool sex or, like, hot tub sex.
Like, I always have so many questions. So
enjoyable and hot, but it's not. Like, it's fine, but it's not that good.
Right? Like, I always have questions. In a moment
of, like, drunken passion, I feel differently.
Like, I'm always like, what if this gets up in there? Because obviously it is. Like,
right?
Like, there's chlorine.
What if we attract a fish? That's only in the ocean.
But say, I don't know what pools Rachel's fucking in with fish. Sounds like a pond. Rachel was really drunk one night and thought it was a pool, and in fact, it was a pond. Fish swam right up there.
It was a pond. A fish did follow me around in the ocean once because I had on these, like, flowy, I don't know, like, shorts or something. And it, like, traumatized me. I thought I was going to have to take all my clothes off.
Do you remember when we went to Florida and that little fish kept nibbling on my foot? And we would move and here it would come to?
It was a toe guy. What's, like, the weirdest thing that, like, someone has asked you to do sexually?
Not like, at your job. Like, in person? Or just over messages, or, like, what's my boundaries here?
I got I guess whatever's the weirdest. Like, what, you don't have to have done it, just what, like, what's the weirdest someone asked you to do?
I don't really know. I think it's kind of boring. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't remember a guy in person ever asking me something weird. Clearly wasn't weird enough to not do it, but yeah, I don't know. And I mean, I feel like somebody saying, like, oh, I want you to spit in my mouth, like, I don't think that's that weird. I mean, I'm not doing it, but
somebody asked to spit in my mouth, and I did it, and I did not like it.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen, like, okay, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was watching a porn the other day, and they were spitting in each other's mouth, and I was like, what? Nope, gotta stop watching.
No.
Like, just back and forth. Just
the second.
Like, just back and forth. And I'm like, nope, nope. That's enough.
That's so gross. That's so gross.
I was like, no. No, thank you. I'm done.
Oh my god.
Ruined the moment.
The second that I see way too much spit or pee or poo, I'm out.
Could not click off of that video and fast enough. Because, like, if it was one time, I was like, okay, whatever. But then they just kept going back and forth, and I'm like,
no.
This is dumb. No.
And I really, really hate, what's it called? What's it called? Like, cum swapping or something like that?
Oh.
Where you, like, spit cum in each other's mouth? Absolutely not.
No.
That is gross. And you know why? The spit's really gross, and cum, also really gross. I hate it.
Like, that is one of my, like, biggest pet peeves, is, like, in a fight, when somebody spits on the other one, and I'm just like, ugh, I would just, so much rage comes out of me. Right, yeah, like, so much rage comes out of me, because I'm like, you don't spit on people. I mean, obviously, if you're two consenting adults and you want to spit, whatever, do you, but no.
Yeah, like, we're not shaming you. We're just saying we don't want to participate or watch.
Yeah, no. Because, you know, I like a little rough, like, degrading type, like, just slightly, not a lot.
Yeah.
And
just not spit, man.
And yeah, when they were just,
I don't like
puh,
to be slapped
puh,
in the
puh,
face.
Puh. Oh, I like that.
It's nasty.
The slap in the face, not the spitting.
Like, what kind of degradation?
I don't know, like, I like when they call you names.
Like, you're a whore? Like, you're a dirty slut?
Yeah, I like that. In the moment. Not in just regular life.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Like, you dirty bitch.
At work?
I don't know. Who do you think you're talking to?
She says, my name's Ashley, but you can call me your slut.
I charge extra for that. And, you know, obviously, God. I like to be slapped in the face. Not like you're trying to knock me out, but I like it to sting a little.
Just a little.
Yeah, like light degrading stuff. Not major degrading stuff. Yeah. Like, again, you spit on me, I'm going to punch you in the face in the middle of sex. Just punch
so
you in
funny.
The throat. Just, ha! Like Melissa McCarthy in Identity Theft. Just, ha! Spit on me.
Oh, gosh.
But no, just a light little degrading. Now, my friend...
Those are things...
My friend, she does not like that. Like, I was telling her, because we have... you know, girls, we talk about a lot of stuff, and we have a lot in common. She also does not care about being ate out. And we were talking about this, and she's like, no, I would kill somebody if they called me a dirty little bitch or something. I'm like in the moment. Not like, just no. She's like, yeah, no, even in the bedroom, I'm going to murder you. We're done. Get out. And I'm like, oh no, girl, I like that a little bit.
I have to say though, like, if, you know, like if you're like sexting someone or whatever, if they say something like that to you outside of like the act of sex, it just makes me giggle. Like if someone is texting and they're like, who's my dirty little slut? Like,
right? Because you're not in the moment, so it's not sexy. It's just, it's just funny.
It just makes me feel like so weird.
So and you're weird. Like, me.
It's me. Like, you don't know that it's me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh my gosh. About that time. Yeah, it really is.
Rachel's getting a little slap happy over there.
Yeah. So what do you think is one thing that you wouldn't do even if the love of your life asked you to do it? Like in the bedroom.
No. I know straight up. I am not, you know exactly what I'm going to say. I am not licking your butt hole, and you're not licking mine. It's a no-no. No.
Oh, he can't lick yours either?
No! No.
No.
Absolutely not.
That was not at all what I even, I had no idea that's what you were going to say.
What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know.
Because you said, because I said, you know what I'm doing. And you were like, yeah, I think I do. Clearly you did not.
No, I was wrong.
What's this extreme thing I'm saying no to?
I was wrong. Well, I didn't know, like, a specific one. I just didn't think that it would be no rimming.
That's exactly what it is. No. Yeah. I don't care how much I love you. No. My mouth is not going near your booty hole, and your mouth is not going near my booty hole.
That's amazing.
So what would you say yours is?
What if he's a deal breaker? What if he's like, that's, mine
is. Well, okay, if it's a deal breaker.
Anything to do with, like.
If it's a deal breaker, then bye. Go lick somebody else's asshole.
I think mine would be, like, anything to do with, like bodily fluids or even, like, food and other fluids. I hate all of it.
I
have a lot of like texture issues and I hate it.
And I would like to say there's several things that I would not be doing. Like, you know, but that
that's
is just
probably
a,
like the definite no for me.
Well, because here's the thing. Like
rimming, I would rather let someone like cut my arm open than do that.
Right? Like, rimming, I feel like, is so popular, you know, a lot of people do it, that I feel like someone's more so going to ask me to do that than if they were like, can I piss on you? Which, no, you can't. But, you know, there's several limits of no.
Yeah. I mean, I have several. That's just the one that I can absolutely not imagine even considering.
That one is the first one that popped.
There should be.
That was the first one that popped to my mind. Yeah, I said, nope.
Like, that's the first one. I feel like the first one's the right one, right? Like, if you overthink it, you'll find a different one, but then you'll still be in the back of your mind, like, but I still don't like this other thing.
Right. But, like, you were like, bodily fluid and food, and I'm like, I don't want that either, but...
You're like, I mean, yes, but I will let someone pee on me before I let them rim me.
No. Both of those are a hard no. Although I was peed on once, not during sex.
But which one's the hardest no?
God, I don't know. I want to put them all in a pile and be like, this is no. Never.
One big no.
No, let's just cover this whole section. No.
Right.
I was peed on once, but not during sex.
And not consensually.
Yeah, no. He flicked it at me being a dickhead, and then it got on my shoe, and I got very mad.
You don't want Ash to be mad. She is violent. She tried to stab me. Well, she threatened to stab me once. At least she tried. But
I was telling Nancy and them that story the other day. I said, my God. That's all right. Today, I was at work, and I went up to my two coworkers, and I said, oh, let's set people on fire. And Nancy's face was the best. She was like, what?
She's kidding. The sweetest woman, yeah.
She's like, I worry about you sometimes.
She's like, a little bit. What if we just, like, singed them? They don't have to be a flame.
Just enough to make them feel it. Okay, that was like a cattle prod. I think that's a perfect place to end. I feel like
murdering people is a great place to stop.
Right?
Before we get ourselves in trouble, yeah.
Didn't really do it.
We would love to hear... What? Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking about it. We would love to hear your stories about, like, things you've tried and how you felt about them, your hardest no's. Thank you all for listening, and have a great night. You gotta say bye.
Oh, bye. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your stories, comments, questions, or subjects you'd like to hear us talk about to bumpingucast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. Please spread the word, subscribe, rate, and review to help us grow our podcast. Thanks for listening!